Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett about updates on the Iowa legislature.
Joined by State Senator Julian Garrett. Senator, thank you so much for joining us. The Iowa legislature passed one of the first things that they need to take care of is education funding for the state and the dollar amounts that all the districts are going to get. Just kind of break down what the legislature passed and what people should know.
Yes, this was the first bill that we've passed this year in the legislature, and under the law, we're supposed to pass education funding, I'm talking about K-12 education, in the first 30 days of the session. In past years, that hasn't always been done, but we're making a conscientious effort to do that now so schools will know how much money they're going to be getting for the coming year. Our bill that we just passed provides total new funding of just over $89 million, and that includes $7.8 million for transportation equalization. And what that means is we're trying to equalize the money available to educate the kids, and school districts obviously vary a lot as far as their transportation costs are concerned. A rural district with a big geographical area, it's going to cost more to bring the kids into the school than in an urban area where they don't have nearly so far to go. So we are appropriating money to equalize that cost among school districts. Interesting bit here, total taxpayer funding, and that I'm talking about state, local, and federal, comes to $7.1 billion. And the state funding is about half of that. When I throw that figure out, that includes what we call the save money, which is money raised from a 1 cent sales tax that goes for improved infrastructure. This is all the money that's spent on K-12 education from all three levels of government. This total comes to about $14,600 per student, and as I said, we are going out of our way to get that money funded and so that the schools know on the coming fiscal year what they've got to work with. And so that was our first bill. Education is always a big priority, and we're glad to have that done.
Absolutely. Another thing that you're working on is getting in the Iowa Constitution a Second Amendment, I guess, I hesitate to use the word copy because it would be just for Iowa, but just a Second Amendment procedure added to the Iowa Constitution. Just kind of tell us a little bit about why you think that's a necessary thing for the Iowa Constitution.
Yes, well, that's right. We are one of the very few states that does not have Second Amendment rights in our Constitution, the right to keep and bear arms, as they do at the federal level. And we have been working on a bill, and I have been working on a bill for a number of years. Even back when I was in the House, we passed a bill to do this, to propose this amendment to the Iowa Constitution, but we couldn't get it through the Senate back in those days. But we're working on a bill now to do that. And interesting part of this procedure is we left off the part that the national Second Amendment has, the preamble. It talks about the importance of a militia and so on. And the reason we've left that part off is that's been used by opponents of Second Amendment rights to say, oh, well, the Second Amendment only applies to militia, to military people and so on. It doesn't apply to the ordinary individual. And there was actually a U.S. Supreme Court case a few years ago dealing with that issue, and the court did rule that the Second Amendment applies to individual citizens, and the individual citizen has a right to keep and bear arms, but it was a 5-4 decision. There were four justices of the U.S. Supreme Court that would have taken away our rights as individual citizens to keep and bear arms. So that's one of the reasons I think it's important for us to put that into the Iowa Constitution also, so that if down the road we get a different Supreme Court and they would take our rights away at the national level, we would still have that provision in the Iowa Constitution, and we will not put that part in there about the militia. And even though that's a preamble to the federal constitution provision, it's still been used as an excuse to try to take away our rights. So hopefully we'll get that passed. In the state of Iowa, a constitutional amendment has to be passed by two consecutive sessions of the legislature and then voted on by the people in a general election. So this will take a little while, but hopefully we'll get it done.
Thanks to State Senator Julian Garrett for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news and local information 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.